Today's Amud is Sukkah Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Hayam Abayz, three lines in the bottom, by the two dots, by the word Niklaf. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that if the Esrog is Niklaf, if it's peeled, so it's Pasul. Now, it's important to realize that there are a lot of different layers to the Esrog. The most inner section of the Esrog is where you have the actual fruit of the Esrog. You have the seeds of the Esrog. That's called the Chedrei Zera. That's the most inner part of the Esrog. Around the Esrog is the majority of the Esrog, is the white basar, is the flesh of the Esrog itself. That makes up most of the volume of the Esrog. And that's called the basar of the Esrog. That's the flesh of the Esrog, is the white all around the Chedrei Zera. Now around the basar, that's where you then have the peel of the esrog, which is sometimes by the Rishonim referred to also as the or habasar. It's the skin of the flesh. It's the just like a person's body, his skin over his flesh. So the being that the white part of the esrog is the basar, the peel of the esrog is called the or habasar. That's what the Rishonim call it. Then there's another peel around the peel. We generally, we see the peel, and we think that that's the only peel, but really around the peel, there's a opaque, very, very thin, see-through peel that's very, very thin. It's command impossible to see it by itself. There is a way, but it's not very easy to see it by itself. A very thin peel that goes around the esrog, and that's what gives the esrog its shiny color. So now it's unclear exactly what the Mishnah means when it says Niklaf, Machlekes, and the Rishonim, which layer has to get peeled for it to be considered pasul because of Niklaf. But that's the basic idea. That's how an esrog looks, and it's going to be very important for this sugya to understand the anatomy of the esrog. Al-Kabanim says the Gemara now. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if it's Niklaf, if the esrog is peeled, which again, Machlekes Rishonim, exactly which layer is the Mishnah referring to when it says that it's pasul if it's peeled. But the Mishnah Lamaisa said that if it's peeled, it's pasul. So now says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hay Esroiga de Aglid, let's say you have an esrog that's Niklaf, it's peeled, Ka'ahina Sumka, and it's peeled in a way that now it looks red like a date. You make it just the inner, all you have is the inner part of the esrog, and it looks red like a date. The lacha is that it's kshera, even though it's peeled, it's kshera. Frek de Gemara, va'anantanan Niklaf pasul. But we just said, the Mishnah says that if the esrog is peeled, it's pasul. So how could Rava say that if it's peeled, it's going to be kosher? Says the Gemara, like kasha. It's not a stira. Ha bekula, ha bemiktsasa. One's talking about when it's fully peeled, and one's talking about when it's only peeled a little bit. Which, of course, as can be expected, the machlekes Rishonim, which one's which. The way Rashi learns is that it's actually better if it's completely peeled. There's nothing inherently wrong with an esrog being peeled. And therefore, if the entire esrog is peeled, if the whole entire peel is off of the esrog, so that's going to be kosher. There's nothing wrong with that. The problem that our Mishnah had by Niklaf when an esrog is peeled, it's dafka when it's miktsasa, when it's only a little bit peeled. Part of it is peeled and part of it isn't peeled. Because then it gives a spotted look, it looks menumer, that's not very nice, and therefore that's the problem of Niklaf is when it's only partially peeled. Taisus brings from Rabbeinu Chananel that it's the opposite. That once it's fully peeled, so then it's Niklaf. If it's only partially peeled, so then it's not a problem of Niklaf. Niklaf is only when it's fully peeled. Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Says the Gemara Vayter, we mentioned in the Mishnah, Nistak, that there's a psul if the esrog is cracked, or nikev, if it gets a hole in a way that it's chaser, that it takes away some of the esrog, so then that's going to be pasul. We said, however, if it gets a hole, and it's not missing any part of the esrog, it's not chaser, so then the esrog's going to be kosher. So says the Gemara now, Tani Ula Bar Chanina, Ula Bar Chanina taught that Nikav Nekev Mefulash, if let's say it gets a hole, the hole goes straight through the esrog. A person takes a pin, it happens by itself, a pin goes straight from one side of the esrog to the other, a Nekev Mefulash, so then B'mashahu, so then even if it's just a tiny hole, the esrog is going to be pasul. Meaning even though it's not chaser, typically it's only, if an esrog gets a hole, it's only pasul if it's chaser. However, if the hole goes all the way straight through from one side of the esrog to the other, so then even a tiny hole is going to be pasul even though it's not chaser. And if it's not mefulash, if the hole doesn't go straight through, so then once it's the size of an isar, a certain coin, so then it's going to be possible, again, even though it's not chaser. If it's chaser, so then nothing matters. Once it's chaser, it's possible because of the fact that it's chaser. Here, the Gemara is discussing that there could be a psul of nikiv, of the fact that it has a hole. But that hole depends on the type of hole. If it's a hole that's mefulash, that goes straight through from one side to the other, so then even b'mashu, it's going to be pasul. And if it's a hole that doesn't go straight through, so then only if it's ki'isar. Bayi Rava. Rava asked the following shayla. Nodu be'esrog simani treifa mahu. What's the halacha if an esrog gets simani treifa? Now, obviously, an esrog cannot become a treifa. What Rava means to be asking is that just like we have the various simani treifa when it comes to animals, there are different medical conditions. That if an animal has these conditions, we say that it's not going to survive the year, and the animal is considered a treifa. What would be if an esrog has a similar condition to what those animals have? It has ki'ilu simani treifa. Does that make it that now the esrog is not nice, and therefore it's going to be puzzle? That was Rava Shaila. So says the Gemara, what exactly does Rava mean to ask? What does he mean to ask? In Niklaf, if he's asking about Niklaf, if an animal is completely skinned, so that's one of the simani treifa. So maybe that was what he meant to ask. That what would be by an esrog, if an esrog is skinned? Well, says the Gemara, Tanina, that we had in the Mishnah. We had the case of Niklaf. And in Nistak, and if Rava was asking about a case where it's cracked, there are certain places in the animal where if something is cracked, it's considered a treifa. So he was asking, what's the din about nistak when it comes to an esrog? That's also tanina. It says lahedi in the Mishnah that nistak is pasul. If he was asking about if the esrog gets a hole, just like that's one of the simani treifa, there are different parts of the animal. If there is a hole, so it's considered a treifa. So maybe he was asking, what's the din if the esrog gets a hole? Well, that's also tanina. We have all those details in our Mishnah. So what was Rav asking? Says the Gemara, Ki kami ba'ilei kedu ula amr Rabbi Yochanan. He was asking like that which ula amr Rabbi Yochanan said, that reya shenishbecha kakisoin, if you have a reya, a lungs, the lungs of the animal, shenishbecha kakisoin, they liquefy to the point that now you could pour it like into a pitcher, it's a mamish all completely liquefied. If the lungs liquefy, the halacha is kshera, it's not considered a treifa. Now Rava said, "V'hu dekaima sibaynaha." That's only if the bronchial tubes are still remaining. And even if the lungs liquefy, as long as you still have the bronchial tubes that are standing, so then it's not going to be considered a treifa. Halai kaimi sibaynaha. But then, however, if the bronchial tubes are not standing, if they're not there, so then treifa. So then it is considered a treifa. So now Rava was asking, we know that that's the din by an animal. Hachamai. What would be the din by an esrog? And the comparable, the parallel case by an esrog, Rashi fills in, would be discussing a case where, again, we mentioned the different layers of the esrog. Let's say the basar of the esrog, the white part that's inside, that makes most of the volume of the esrog, that basar, the white part, if that liquefies, but you still have the chedrei zera, you still have the innermost chamber where the fruit is, where the seeds are, that's still around. So that's kilu, the bronchial tubes, but the flesh, the white part of the esrog, all liquefied. So what's the halacha in such a case? So now what's the shaila? Dilma hasamhu. Maybe it's dafka by an animal, delay shalit ba'avira, where you don't have really air affecting inside by the lungs, because the whole animal, the whole body of the animal protects its lungs, that the air outside doesn't really get to the lungs, and therefore hadar bari. We are confident that as long as the bronchial tubes are still around, so the lungs will heal itself and they'll come back. And therefore it's not considered a treifa, because it will naturally heal itself. Aval hacha, but over here by the esrog, the shalit ba'avira, it doesn't have much protection, so the avir that's outside does affect inside, so saruche mesrachas, it's going to get spoiled, even the inside, even the chedrei zera, the whole thing's going to completely spoil, and therefore it's going to be pasul. So even though By an animal, it's not considered a treifa. It could be by an esrog, it's going to be pasul. Or maybe we shouldn't differentiate. Maybe just like by an animal it's kosher, so too by the esrog it's going to be kosher. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Igros Moshe, in Or HaChaim, Chilek Aleph, Simen Kuf Pei Hei, he explains that when the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't mean to say, or Dilma Leishna, that it won't, the Avir won't affect the Esrog, and it won't spoil. Because then it would come out that the Gemara is asking a Shailin Mitzias, it's not very likely that the Gemara couldn't figure out the Mitzias. So therefore, Moshe shies away from explaining that that's the Pshan in the Gemara over here. Like, the Gemara is asking a Shailin Mitzias, is the Esrog going to spoil in such a case, or is it not going to spoil? Rather, Amisha says, Avada, like the Gemara said in the first tzad, it's going to spoil because shalit ba'avira, and therefore it's not like an animal where lay shalit ba'avira. Here, by an esrog, it's shalit ba'avira, and for sure, seruche mesrachas, it's going to spoil. So what does the Gemara mean when it says, Aydimu leishna? Says Amisha, the Gemara just means to say, Aydimu leishna, because since Lamaisa, right now, it's not spoiled, so there's nothing wrong with it. Right now, you could use it. It's going to spoil, okay, but who cares? Right now it's fine, so right now it's kosher. And he mentioned this, he was dealing with a shiloh over there of a person who put his esrog in the freezer. So, and for the first few days of Sukkot, it was very nice. I guess the esrog looked very, very fresh. The problem is if you put a fruit in the freezer, once it, I guess, defrosts, so it gets spoiled. And so, that was the shiloh. So, or maybe even if you keep it in the freezer, it's gonna get spoiled. So that was the shiloh that he had this esrog that right now it's very beautiful, it's very nice, but it's going to spoil. Said Rav Moshe, that's gufa the shaila over here. Right now you have a kosher esrog. Right now it's not spoiled. The shaila is that being that it's shalit ba'avira, it is going to spoil. So the first side of the Gemara is that therefore it's pasul. Because it's going to spoil, so right now the esrog is already considered the kilu like a treifa and it's pasul. Aydim oleishna, lamaisa, right now it's fine. Right now it looks good, so therefore right now it's kosher. That's the shaila of the Gemara. That's the way Rav Moshe explains the shaila of the Gemara. So says the Gemara, now Tashima, we'll bring a raya. In a case where the basar of the esrog liquefies, but you still have the chadri zera, what's the din? Says the Gemara, we have a raya from a braisa. Esrog tafuach. You have an esrog that spoils or saruach. It bloats or it spoils. Different types of it getting ruined, which we'll discuss more in detail we'll discuss the details of what this means soon. But you have to use different types of the esrog spoiling. Or kavush if you soak it in vinegar. Or shaluk if you cook it. Or it would be the same if you soak it in water for 24 hours. So kavush kemevushel, that would also be like cooking the esrog. Or kushi if you have an esrog that comes from Ethiopia, it's a black esrog, or lavan, an esrog that's all white, umenumer, it's a spotted esrog. All these cases are pasul, they don't look very nice, and therefore all these cases, it's lacking in hadar, it's going to be pasul. Esrog kakadur, also if you have an esrog that's very round, it's like a ball, also not very nice, it's going to be pasul. V'yesh oimrim afatium, some say also if you have tium, which is like two esrogim that grow together attached. Like tium, like Siamese twins. So you have two esrogim that grow together attached. So some explain that the problem with this is that it's considered like taking like two esrogim. The Torah says one, to take one pre-eight sadar. This is like taking two. So that's also going to be a problem. According to this Yesh Aimrim. Esrog abaisir, if you have an esrog that's not fully ripened, Rabbi Kiva paisa v'chachamim machshirin. Rabbi Kiva says it's pasul, and the chachamim say it's kosher, which the Gemara will discuss more on the bottom. Gidloi bidfus, if let's say you grow it inside of a mold, meaning that you wanted the esrog to take on a certain shape, so you could, if you put it while the esrog is growing, if you put it into a mold, so it will fill up the mold, and it will take on the shape of the mold. So if you, gidloi bidfus, if you grow it in a mold, v'asa and you make it look like a different, completely different being. If let's say you put it into a defus of a looks like a book. Let's say you have a square esrog, so it's not round, but doesn't matter. That already looks like a birya cheres, and therefore that's going to be pasul. Now, if you do it in a defus, it seems like, and you make it look like a perfectly shaped esrog, that would be fine. There's nothing wrong be'etzem with being megadolit in a defus. The problem is that here he used a defus, he used a mold that had a unique shape. It wasn't a classic esrog shape, and therefore it's pasul. Now, why did we bring this whole braisa? Because katani miyas tafuach saruach. Now, the first two cases in the braisa were these different kinds of the esrog spoiling. Tafuach and saruach, if it bloats or it spoils. So, my lav tafuach mibachotz, v'saruach mibefnim. L'chayra, the difference between tafuach and saruach, they both mean that the esrog spoiled. Just tafuach is referring to the outer part of the esrog going bad, and saruach is referring to the inner part, the flesh, the white part of the esrog going bad. And the way the Aruch Haner explains is that just like when the outer part of the esrog goes bad, avada dechedre zera is still around. So too, it's mistaber that also when the braisa speaks about the inner part of the esrog going bad, the white part, the flesh, the basar of the esrog going bad, the chedre zera is still around. So this is mamash our case, where you have the white part of the esrog that liquefied, it went bad, but the chedre zera is still there, so it's gonna go bad, but right now it's still there. What's the halacha in such a case? The braisa said it's possible. So you have a raya from here that being that it's going to get ruined, it's going to all get spoiled, so therefore already right now the esrog is pasul. Says the Gemara, lo, no, you got, if that would be the case, then in a chanam you would have a raya, but that's not what it means, tafuach saruach. Rather, idi v'idi mibachutz. They're both talking about where just the outer peel of the esrog went bad. V'loi kasha. And it's not a kasha, why do we have two cases? Because hadu tafach afogav d'loi sarach. Hadasarach afugav delay tafach. It's two different types of spoiling. There's the case of tafach, and it's not sarach. And there's the case of sarach, and it's not tafach. There's two different ways that the esrog could go bad. And Rashi explains that tafach is when a lot of water falls on it, so it makes it go bad. And sarach is just spoils on its own naturally. So those are two different types of spoiling. That's what the braisa was talking about. So it's not shver that the braisa used two different words for spoiling. Because tafach is not sarach, and sarach is not tafach. It's two different cases, but they could be both talking about the outer part of the esrog. Nothing's talking about the white part, the basar of the esrog going bad and still having the chedre zera. That's not the case, so therefore the Gemara ends off that we do not have a raya. What would be the din in such a case where you have an esrog that right now it's fine, but it's going to spoil? Amar Mar, says the Gemara, we mentioned in the braisa that we just brought, we said that esrog kushi is pasul. We mentioned that an esrog from Ethiopia, a black esrog, is pasul. Ask the Gemara of a Hatanya Kushi Kosher. But we mentioned we learned in the Braiso that an esrog which comes from Ethiopia is kosher. So it's a stira. Says the Gemara. And the Braiso says though that Daima Lakushi Pasal. That if it's a knockoff, if it's not really from Ethiopia, it just looks like it comes from Ethiopia because it's black, so then it's gonna be pasul. Only if it's the real thing, only if it's authentic, it really comes from Ethiopia, it's an esrog kushi, then it's kosher. But if it's just doime lekushi, so then it's pasul. So either way though, it's a steer with the braisa that we just had. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, ki tanan nami masnisen doime lekushi tanan. Says the Abaye, our Mishnah also, when it said that an esrog akushi is possible, it didn't mean, it wasn't referring to an esrog which comes from Ethiopia. Rather, it was referring to this esrog that's doime lekushi. It's referring to the knockoff one, the one that doesn't really come from Ethiopia, and it just looks Ethiopian. So that's the one that's going to be possible. Rava Amar, Rava says a different teretz, that like kasha, it's not a stira. Our Mishnah could also be talking about a real authentic Ethiopian esrog. It's black and it comes from Ethiopia. And afalpikin, it's not a stira. Our Mishnah says it's pasul. The Braisa says it's kosher. It's not a stira. Halan v'halahu, there's a difference if you're in Eretz Yisrael or if you're in Bavel. For lan, for us in Bavel, because this Gemara was written in Bavel, so lan, us, is referring to us in Bavel, so then an esrog which comes from Ethiopia is kosher. Because being that they were closer to Ethiopia, people came from Ethiopia to Bavel, they were accustomed to seeing people, and possibly esrogim from Ethiopia, it didn't lack in the hider, in the beauty of the esrog, the fact that it was black. However, lehu, for them in Eretz Yisrael, for those in Eretz Yisrael where they weren't accustomed to it, just being that they weren't used to it, so it took away from the beauty. It's not the etzem that it's not beautiful. It's just if you're not used to it, so then it doesn't look so nice. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, an esrog akushi is pasul. However, lan in Bavel, an esrog akushi is going to be kasher.